You are listening to RDU 98.5, but I don't need to tell you that. You know what you're listening to. Anyway, right, I am trying to contain my excitement right now. Hands are sweaty, basement's flooded. I am so excited to have on the line with me right now from the amazing Blue Brigada, currently doing a tour and going to be playing in Christchurch tomorrow night. I have Pierre on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? You also have Henry here as well.
Oh, hey, what? Hey. Oh, my God. I didn't know it's getting two of you. Oh, brilliant.
You get the full package.
Good morning, Henry. How are you going?
I'm going pretty good, mate. Pretty good.
Great.
I'm going well. I've got a coffee in hand, so all is good.
Yeah, hey, that is kind of essential. Right, before we get into things, tell me, what's it like being back in New Zealand?
It's super nice. It's super nice. We were in New York for the whole of this year, so it's a really good chance to just slow down a bit and see mum and dad and the friends and just chill out a bit.
It must be so different. I mean, the Big Apple, as in the Big Apple. I've never been, but I hear it's a busy, busy place. How has living there been?
It's been amazing. It's been really inspiring, and just a big culture shock for us. But yeah, it's obviously just like just bombastic with energy, and you find yourself doing things every day, and it can be exhausting at times, and sort of get the better of you, but. Yeah, it's been mostly a very positive experience. Would you say, Henry?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to put lots of restrictions on yourself so you don't run yourself ragged per se. But
Oh well, it's so cool to see New Zealanders doing well over there. I think we genuinely love to see what you guys are doing. So anyway, you are here in New Zealand again for Bop Fiasco Volume 2.
That's right.
Now, I guess, big question, what's different between this and Bop Fiasco Volume 1?
The primary difference is just a brand new set of bops.
Hell yeah.
New bops to feed from. Also, it's just a bit of a different instrumentation. So we've recently acquired this glorious keyboard that really accentuates the bop. It's a synthesizer of sorts, and it has all these different sounds on it. And we've made it quite the staple of the show. And there's arpeggiators and vocoders and synth sounds. And I think we've just generally upgraded our sort of production standard for this show.
Hell yeah. I mean, I didn't even understand half those words you just said.
Yeah, I made them up.
Oh, I'm so excited for it. And, tell us a bit about some of this new music. Have you guys really been diving in or experimenting? Are you kind of more finding your own sound? How's that all been?
Yeah, it's been cool. I mean, we're always sort of looking for new influences to draw from and inspiration from different artists because we like a lot of different sorts of music. And I think that, we've had a good journey of, discovering new things whilst we've been in New York and trying new things. This EP that's just been out, there's a few different sort of styles that we would try to execute. A lot of them are sort of rooted in a good groove and danceability. We also on the EP sort of we tried to be more open and honest with some songs, lyrically and tackle subjects that were more, vulnerable that we weren't used to doing, really. So that was the cool sort of side to tap into as well.
Yeah, I'm really glad you've mentioned that, because the EP Find a Way, I think it's been out for almost a month now. Anyway, yeah, I did pick up on that. I was like, oh, there are some more mature topics here. There's more kind of, yeah, food for thought, I guess, in the lyrics. How did you find kind of sharing that sort of side with the world?
I honestly found it very therapeutic myself.
Right, interesting.
The song Oh Not Again was literally about, like, when we were mid negotiation with the label that we've now signed to, and we just felt like we were kind of being, like, stringed along. There was, like, a stage where we couldn't tell if it was happening or if it was just, you know, we were just being stringed along, like I said. So that was, the writing was, like, sort of our response to, like, oh, not again, like, here we go, like, we were built up, and then it turns out it was nothing at all, and
yeah, right,
we're not getting the But, yeah, I guess, like, being able to write about that and just being super honest and direct is, like, it's quite scary. I remember before that song came out, like, the night before, me and Henry were, like, kind of scared, because we're like, oh, what if no one gets this, and I don't know. But I think ultimately it's, like, really nice to get that off your chest and in the way of art.
Totally, totally. And I think from you know, a listener point of view, we appreciate when you share stuff like that, you know? I mean, granted, I can't relate to record deals and such. it's still, you know, very relatable. And everyone has, you know, weird moments in their lives where emotions, you know, conflict and so on. Anyway, so how have people been reacting to that EP? Have you had a few moments of, like, oh, these are professionals now, you know? Are people starting to ask for autographs yet?
Yeah, well, that's what we found, like, was the most, like, the obvious difference between New Zealand shows and US shows, which is funny. New Zealand shows, I feel like the crowd is more responsive, but the US shows, there'd be people more willing to come up after and, like, ask for you to sign things, which I just found, like, an interesting difference, because when we were playing a lot of the shows, like, because we're very fresh there and, like, no one really knows us there, the crowds themselves would seem, like, a little bit, you know, like, underwhelmed. But then when you got off, they'd be like, oh, my God, that was the best thing I saw. I was like, can you sign this?
You know, wow. It's,
like, quite different to, like, I don't know, a New Zealand crowd, I feel like, would be the opposite. Like, they'd be kind of rowdy in the show itself, and then when you get off, they'd be like, oh, that was good, bro.
Yeah, we have to play it down, you know. We're always trying to play it cool all the time, which I don't actually know why. Have you ever, like, I've only ever seen it in, like, TV or something, but have you ever been asked to sign a body part?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Oh, damn.
Not yet is the answer.
Yeah, that's right. Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that.
That day will come, you know, when you're super famous, when you're superstars of the world. Yeah, hey, thank you so much for joining me, guys. I much... much appreciate it, and it is just delightful to see what you guys are doing, and it's so, so cool, and you deserve all the success you've had, and I'm sure there's much more to come. Finally, before we go, details for tomorrow night. Can people still get tickets?
So tomorrow night, Thursday, the 24th of August at Space Academy, Christchurch. You can get tickets via banishedmusic.com. If you can't remember that, then you can go to the bio on our Instagram and find the ticket link there. But yeah, there's still tickets available. Come for a good time. There's going to be surprises and great local artists, as well as Lily Karen, who's playing with us. Yeah, it's going to be a fiasco of bops.
so get yourself along.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for joining me, guys.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much for having us, and thank you for your kind words. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. And once again, I'm so happy for you guys, and you deserve it all. Have a wonderful day.
Cheers, man.
You too.